السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. We continue with the discussion on the life story of Fatima رضي الله عنها. We spoke about the suffering that she had to endure during those days in the valley of Abu Talib, the 3 years of boycott, how everyone suffered, even the children, and how the parents suffered seeing their children suffer, and no one recanted, no one turned their back on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it had an effect. Khadija radiallahu anha got sick, and even a few days after the boycott had ended, she passed away. Then Fatima radiallahu anha, it had an effect on her health, and eventually it played a part in her death as well. Then we spoke about how Fatima radiallahu anha was so upset when she saw the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the incident of Taif, and how he wiped the tears from her face, and how he consoled her, and how he told her that, don't worry, this deen will eventually triumph. How she made hijrah, how that rebellious youth interfered with the camel that threw her and her sister Umm Kulthum radiallahu anhuma off the camel. But eventually they came to Madinatul Munawwara. And when she was 18 years of age, the proposal started to come in. Prominent personalities were proposing for her. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was waiting for a sign. Now we take the discussion further. One day Ali radiallahu anh came to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was very shy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "What are you holding back, Ali? What do you want to say?" So he said, "You know, I've come to propose marriage to Fatima." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him then, that, "Have you come to propose marriage to Fatima?" And then very humbly and almost like sheepishly, he said, "Yes." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Fatima radiallahu anha what she thought about it. And she kept silent, and that's why they say many times when a modest woman keeps silent, it's a sign of consent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told her that Ali is a good man, he's learned, he's kind-hearted, he's brave. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given an indication that the marriage of Ali radiallahu anhu should take place to Fatima radiallahu anha. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Ali radiallahu anhu, "Do you have any money for dowry? Do you have any money for dowry?" And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, you know my condition. You know my condition. Where will I get money for dowry?" And I got nothing. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, "You got a shield which you use?" He said, "Yes." So send it to the marketplace and get it sold. He got 400 dirhams and he gave that as mahar. And you know, a few basic items for the house were purchased. Very few basic items. And you know, after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent his assistant Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu to go and call the prominent Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Umar, Talha, Zubair, and other Ansar and Muhajirin. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then performed the nikah of Ali radiallahu anhu to Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha. And dates were offered to the guests. And the next day, the uncle of Ali radiallahu anhu, Hamza radiallahu anhu, he slaughtered a camel to host a banquet to celebrate the marriage of his brother's son Ali radiallahu anhu. They lived very, very simply. They had a bed, a pillow filled with leaves of dried date palm, one plate, a glass, a leather bag for water, a grinding stone. These were the few things that the queen of the women of Jannah had in her home. No AMC or NMC pots, no Kenwood, no this stove and that kind of oven. No. Just the basic things. And they were living initially at a very great distance from the masjid. And this was putting the Prophet ﷺ into a bit of difficulty, because the Prophet ﷺ felt, you know, "I like to visit my daughter Fatima on a very regular basis. She was young when her mother passed away." And then there was one Sahabi, Nu'man, and Haritha bin Nu'man, radiallahu anhu, and he came to know about this condition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had a number of houses which he owned closer to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made one available. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely happy, because now his son-in-law and his daughter could move closer. And it was part of her habit, it was part of her routine, to grind the wheat, to fetch the water from the well, to cook the meals. And because she never used to keep well, she was not so healthy because of what happened in the valley of Abu Talib, she used to get very tired of all of this work. And one day Ali radiallahu anhu told her that, "Why don't you ask your father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to give you an assistant, to get you a maid to help you, because you get tired." So Fatima radiallahu anha went to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard, but he was not at home. So she left the message with Aisha radiallahu anha. And later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, "I can teach you something better." And then he taught her the famous Tasbih Fatimi, that after every salah, say 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. and this is better for you in this world as well as in the year after. It is mentioned that she was a woman who was very focused on Akhirah. This dunya and its charms had no value in her eyes. When it was time to go to battle, she would assist with the sick. She would assist with those who were injured. Aisha radiallahu anha says, with regards the physique of Fatima radiallahu anha, that she bore a remarkable resemblance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She not only looked like him, but all her mannerisms, the way she spoke, the way she sat, the way she stood, the way she walked, it was very close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day there was a bit of a dispute between her and Ali radiallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there looking very perturbed, but when he came out, he was very happy and he said, "I've resolved a small issue between two of my children who are very, very dear to me." When Ali radiallahu an had intended on one occasion to get married to the daughter of Abu Jahl, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was displeased. He said, "Fatima is from me, and how can you combine in one marital home the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the daughter of his arch enemy Abu Jahl?" And one day, and I'll conclude with this, Ali radiallahu an asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, "Ya Rasulullah, who do you love more? Who's dearer to you, me or Fatima?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I love Fatima more, but you are dearer to me." And this was a masterpiece of diplomacy on the side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because indeed the Prophet of Allah loved them both. We will leave it here for now, inshallah. In the next discussion, we will discuss the issue further until the completion of the life story of Fatima radiallahu anha.